So that's why I always say, like, my routine sentence, only when secondhand will become as much convenient as firsthand, so then we can say, okay, secondhand won the market, and purpose now we can objects. Say, oh, you can, like, secondhand will dominate the world. But at the moment, we still have lots of issues to solve with secondhand.
Welcome to another brand new episode of Purpose Projects, the podcast with the sustainably good stuff. As you might already know, my name is Boris, and I'm passionate about all things PR and communications fixated on green and sustainable solutions.
And my name is Moritz, and in my 9-to-5 job, I'm an innovation manager, and 24/7, I'm passionate about sustainable business models and their development. And today's purpose project is Vinted. Vinted is the largest online marketplace in Europe dedicated to secondhand fashion. With a growing member base of 37 million users, which is about 13 times as much as the population of Lithuania, where it all started. In this episode, we're talking to Milda, the co-founder of Vinted, and she'll give us insights about her family project, as she puts it. And she's going to tell us why couchsurfing played such a big part in Vinted's expansion strategy, and overall, why secondhand should become first choice. Have fun.
Milda Mitkute, co-founder of Vinted, Europe's leading online marketplace for secondhand fashion, is here today to tell us all about her remarkable life and also business story. Milda, welcome to the Purpose Projects podcast.
Hello, nice to be here.
Milda, we're really glad to talk to you today, actually. And we know, as of right now, you are on a family leave, we will call it like that.
And I'm on the project at the moment, I say like this.
Okay, you're on a project, let's call it like
family
that.
Family project.
Family project, that sounds better. We know that, but of course, we also want to talk to you about Vinted and a lot of other stuff today. So we would like to actually dive right into it. When you were 21 years old, you had a very common problem, which you have found a very unique solution to, actually. Maybe let's just start off by telling our listeners how you, being at such a young age in Lithuania and frustrated with your closet, led to you starting a company which is now valued over €1 billion.
Actually, then you just mentioned that, oh, it's a unique idea, but the more I think, I don't think it's a unique idea. I actually, some time to time, I still, like, you know, have the question, like, for myself, like, you know, how come no one else discovered such idea? Because it's not like, you know, you need some scientific innovation, some, like, you know, laboratory or something where, you know, like, you know, like, you need to do lots of things. And here was just the idea. So then you say unique, I'm just thinking, like, you know, actually it was a very simple idea, so I'm not sure if that was that unique, but I think it was just at the right time and in the right place. So, and I think that then the idea topped my mind. I actually didn't feel that there are so many people, like, around with such a big problem, because at the beginning it was just a hobby project. So for me, the idea was, oh, I just, well, you know, maybe it's too, like, you know, middle ages to meet offline with all girls and, you know, to in the same room and to offer your dresses. So for me, it was no, okay, nowadays everyone meets online, like, you know, you don't waste your time just for selling stuff. So this is how my idea topped my mind. And it was mostly, I was thinking mostly about friends, like, you know, oh, just I can show the link to my friends and they also can upload some day stuff, and we can, you know, like, choose from each other closet. And actually by accident, well, it wasn't by accident, it was just I sent the email to my friends and I said, okay, I have a great idea, we have zero money, but could you, like, just spread you know, this email and this message about Vinted to other people? And actually, like, and then that was a surprise for me. Then like in a few hours, like the, well, I cannot say the whole Lithuania talked about this because it was just maybe 3-4 interviews, but it was no, like in 3 or 4 hours in after the first email was sent. So for, and it was, no, like it's in Lithuania, it's not that easy to get to media, like, you know, as it might sound like right now, but at that time with that idea, it was some, like, no, it was pretty easy. So actually then I just thought, okay, maybe it's not my own problem. Maybe there are more people like me who have, like, you know, full closet full of clothing, but you still don't have nothing to wear. So I think it's like, you know, the most common problem. And I think that for me, I just started, like, just want to continue if I can, like, about Germany. So for me it was, and Germany and about France and about other markets, for me it was very, like, long thinking that, oh, okay, it's working in Lithuania, but it will never work like in other European or like in, I don't know, United States or somewhere. So for me, it was, okay, it's maybe just Lithuanian thing, but not more.
Yeah. So if an idea starts off with such a kickstart, I think that's also like a good indicator that you found something that the people want. And since you launching that website for your friends, a lot has happened. And right now you just said you're on a family project. And interestingly, last episode we had Lena Marbacher from Neue Narrative, which is like a magazine for new work, where it's all about new work, but also like work-life balance. So now after having that episode, I have to ask you that question. So what importance does new work, but also like this work-life balance have for you? Because tell our listeners what you're doing at the moment.
At the moment. So as I said, I've just got back from my pottery classes and I'm studying. I'm finishing my second master degree. I'm on maternity leave for almost four and a half years. So during that time, I finished two master degrees. So in total, well, I'm finishing the third one. So, you know, in total, I'm going to have 3 master degrees. So, you know, for me, like when you say about work and leisure balance, so for some people, it looks like, oh, she just quit her job and now she finds another activity that she cannot stop and relax. But, you know, for me, like I do like things that, you know, you look for ways where your heart sinks, like, you know, and for me, it's like, oh, of course, I'm not earning any money from studies. I need to pay for studies. But, you know, in this case, well, you don't care because, well, for you, you know, I think our generation, they think more about that quality and about happiness in the life. Because I think, like, at least in my parents' generation, there was the attitude like, oh, I need to go to work, to work till 5 or 6. Then I earn some money. And then after 6, real life begins. So for me, it doesn't fit because for me, it's like, no, you know, I'm too selfish, like to spend 8 hours or I don't know how, sometimes more, you know, in a job that I don't like. So I think that I would say I'm enjoying now, but I wouldn't say like, oh, I'm sitting in Bahamas in the beach and doing nothing. So it's not like that.
But that decision you made is, I think, especially bold if you founded a company which is going through the roof. Like Bo was mentioned, now it's even worth over a billion euro. How did your colleagues react when you told them, I think you told them, I'm going to take off 5 years to get 4 children. Is that right?
Yeah. So my plan is like 5 years for kids, 5 years for kids. Yeah. So that's my plan. And so at the moment, I didn't communicate that I have a plan to have 4 kids. I didn't know, actually, at the beginning, I was maybe 3, maybe 2. And only later I realized, okay, for one, it's not enough like to leave like companies because, you know,
what you needed a good reason.
So if you leave, you have to have a good reason to leave. So then my husband and I said that, okay, so let's try for more. Like, you know, like if you make this like, you know, as a project, do it properly. So but the company reacted, I don't know, like, so I was in the first to leave the company for maternity leave in the top management. So I think that there were some more ladies who made that example. But before that, it was kind of impossible, like, you know, kids and business, like, you know, it's like not manageable. And you never thought about, I never thought about that. I actually, then I was 28. So I remember, yeah, I was 28 and I said, I will never have kids. So, and then 30, I have the first kid. So, you know, so everything is changing very fast. But at the same time, actually, I started to look again for that balance. And for me, it was, you know, like who I had like lots of questions, like, who am I? Like, because for me, I used to work a lot. I spent like not 8 hours per day, but much more, maybe 12, sometimes 14 hours per day. And for me, it was, you know, I spent like maybe 8 years at Vinted from the beginning. And, you know, I could count maybe 2, maybe 4 books I read just because I was so exhausted to read anything else. So for me, like at the end, it came up to my mind, like, you know, okay, but who am I? Like, you know, am I just Vinted? That is everything related with business? Or would I like to have more time for myself and to discover myself? So I think that was, you know, like kind of natural way to go and to leave.
Yeah, 5 years on leave, 4 children and 3 master degrees. That sounds like a sounds like a good personal statistic for me.
Check.
All check marks. That's quite interesting that you're telling us all about it, about this I would call it mentality to take this personal time actually, or to be able to say, okay, I'm going to take this time now and concentrate on my personal life and then maybe come back at some time later to do some work. Next question I would like to ask is, could be sort of like not a tricky one, but you being from Lithuania, of course, maybe not as many people know about the country like as say for Germany or for the US or whatever. Lithuania is not really known until maybe a couple of years ago as like a business oriented or entrepreneurial oriented having mindset country. I would call it like that.
Yeah, like that.
How would you describe why that is, or maybe I rephrase it, do you think that's the truth, being that like for the last, or Lithuania being only independent for like 30 years from the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union, there was a certain mindset to have conformity and everybody pretty much doing the same. And I would imagine having family in Russia as well, that there is a different mindset regarding those entrepreneurial business related things. Would you second that, or how would you describe your personal development? How were you able to develop this mindset?
I can share some like internal joke, but it's true, because Justas and me, like, we are 2 co-founders, so our parents and grandparents, like, I don't know, Vinted was like 6 or 7 years old, and they said, can you tell me when you're gonna find a normal job? Or let's say my grandmother, she said, like, I don't understand. You don't produce anything like that you can touch. So how come, like, media, like, for her, like, investors, like, funding doesn't mean anything, but for her, like, you know, media, if TV shows something about you, so it means, okay, something happening. So she kept asking me, like, you don't produce anything, but how come media is still interested in you? So this is actually expressed the mentality of Soviet Union. And yeah, I can really like support what you said. And it was at the beginning, that's why actually one of the reasons why I didn't believe so much that we can expand outside Lithuania, because for me it was, okay, maybe you can stay somewhere in post-Soviet Union countries, because maybe it's a similar mentality. And I never like imagined or never compared myself with, like, let's say Western Europe, because for me it was like, no, us and they, no, it looked always different and very different culture development level, mentality level. And for me, it looked like, okay, it's like, I am, but I would feel different and alien in Western Europe. And for me, it was huge surprise. And we entered in Europe, Germany, and then France. And it was like, whoa, it was a huge success. And for me, it was like eye-opening. Like, okay, but it's new generation. They are much more similar than different. But then we speak about our parent generation. So I still think that they are very different. And it's more about younger generation that they had ability to travel. Because, you know, my grandmother, she was never abroad, like, you know, in her lifetime. So she was in Siberia, and that's it. Well, forced to leave. And that's it. And that's the only like a foreign country that she's ever been. So I think that new generation and actually all the like tech startups in Lithuania, they come from young generation. I couldn't name any of business people in startup in Lithuania that are, let's say, older than 50 or 45 years old. So I think it's still a thing, but I think it's natural. It's like, no, generations need to change, and only then we're gonna see. But yeah, new generation is like real brave. We understand that we are small market, so you can think big. But if you want to, you know, 3 million citizens in Lithuania, but you know that you cannot do anything, and of course IT is pretty popular in Lithuania to study. So I think it's like no combination of two things: small market and IT. That like no does borders they not doesn't matter anymore. So you just can create the, you know, write a code and spread it to all around the world. So you know, so there's no borders. So I think that with new generation is a totally different thing.
Yeah, let's hope your grandma now understands what you actually achieved with Vinted, and maybe you can ask her what Vinted is, and email us her answer after our talk.
Okay, I can try.
And to get to know you a bit better, and especially for our listeners, also to get a better view on your mindset, we have the segment which has the worst name ever. It's called Purpose Preguntas. So the purpose questions, there are five questions, are very, very quick. And I'll start, Boris, okay. You can answer ask the second one. Yes, first one, secondhand shopping, online or offline?
Only online. Like for me, personally, you mean? Only online.
Perfect. I was kind of expecting that answer. you personally also... Are you still buying new clothes or secondhand only?
Combination. Let's see. This one is from Vinted. This one. Okay. Now it's like, I would say 60% from Vinted, but it's at the moment what I'm wearing. But in general, so I would say 50-50. But with kids, because, you know, with so many kids, so it's would be 70-80% kids secondhand. Online, Vinted actually, well, the only one, and then 20-30% new things.
And something you do on a daily business or on your day-to-day life that might be weird to others.
Oh, wait. Oh, I have four cats. So maybe this one is weird, but weird. I don't know. For some people, they are like, you know, surprised, and they see that I'm weird, because usually on maternity leave, you say, okay, I'm just gonna sit on the sofa and do nothing because I'm, you know, worth
yeah,
that.
That's not you.
So usually I get many questions like this. Why are you doing this? Why are you trying to do something more? And for me, it's a natural thing. But for some people, like externally, it looks like, you know, it's pretty strange. So, but for me, it's natural.
Yeah, perfect. We just learned that you just finished up your pottery class. So the next question is, one thing that you would love to learn doing that you are right now not able to do?
I have a list, actually. I have Evernote list, but... You know, then you ask, you always forget all and everything in your list. But actually, I have special list on Evernote that, like, one day, it's called one day, what I would like to do. So So yeah, but I'm just very boring things. I want to learn to do massage, but it's boring. I want to run, it's in my to-do list, to run 20 kilometers at once. So that's my plan. Because it was the first time I tried and I managed to run 5 and then I got my knee injury and then I stopped. So so it's like, you know, it's a challenge for me.
Yeah, so that's the other thing we read about you, that you have everything in to-do lists. We do that too, actually, Boris and me. But we don't use Evernote, we use Notion. I can only give them a shout out. It's good for doing like to-do lists and life lists. It's nice.
If you could share me, I would really yeah. appreciate, because Evernote is not that convenient.
I'll send it to you later.
That, so.
Okay, last question. Vacation at the Baltic Sea or elsewhere in Europe?
Oh, it's a very sensitive topic on in lockdown situation, because before I said I don't need to travel a lot to be happy, but well, I'm still happy, but you know, then I said that, okay, I'm okay to be like anywhere abroad or Lithuania, but then it was forbidden to travel. So I would say I would like to go out at the moment, because just to see different cultures, because you miss, like, you know, different mentality. It's like, you know, it's the kind of your food to energize yourself. So now I would say, oh, it's my cat. So now I would say I would choose abroad, but usually it would be 50-50.
Okay, perfect. Milda, let's switch maybe to talking about what Vinted is actually doing, or why Vinted is doing the things that they're doing. We've talked a lot about you personally and how you were able to create the business, but not actually. We sort of discussed why, because of your personal reasons, but Vinted as a huge company as of today is also putting a lot into being sustainable. So in today's world, secondhand is always in comparison to fast fashion, or is trying to fight fast fashion and being friendly to the environment, I would call it. Generally speaking, for our listeners to get an easier understanding, why would you say is the global and ever faster production of clothes or clothing actually bad for our planet?
You know, I'm always trying to stay, you know, to balance my opinion, because it's very easy to say it's very bad to buy firsthand, but at the same time, I look to myself and I still need to admit that sometimes I buy firsthand. So that's why I'm very careful with expressing the opinion about firsthand. Though I still but there are some obvious like in our consumeristic society, it's very like, you know, all of us we are taught, like, you know, with media advertisement and so on, that, you know, oh, you need to have one more dress, or like, you know, someone saw you with this dress, like now you need to be the second one, because no one can see you with the first one. So and this is like, you know, the attitude. And I think that, like, personally, me, like, my personal motivation, but it's very reflects with Vinted, like, philosophy. So, like, you can even buy fast fashion, but if it's, like, secondhand, so, you know, like, I don't know, can I mention names, brand names, that let's say if you take Zara, H&M or something, so, you know, like, I always feel much better if I buy secondhand H&M, not the first hand. And for me, especially because I know that, that it was made in manufacturing, and it was, well, I don't know the origin, how it was born. I heard some rumors, and it doesn't feel like nice to me to buy from there. But at the same time, you know, how to deal with that, you know, want or passion to have new things. And I mean, not new things, not firsthand, but, you know, to buy something new, like, you know, from other people, it also sounds like new. And so I think that for our consumeristic society, it's very difficult, like, to say, okay, instead of 10 dresses, I'm going to have only one dress. So I think that, secondhand helps to shows the way how to consume in a more friendly manner, like, you know, how to consume. You still can consume, but in a much, much friendlier manner. So, because of course I can tell about water, how much waste, how, like, dyes, chemicals, and so on. So, but I think it's kind of, everyone knows that. So it's maybe not even worth to mention, but, or maybe not everyone knows, but at least me, how much I read about this. So for me, it's like every time I buy firsthand, I think about this, and I feel actually kind of guilty if I buy, but even knowing this, I still not always can resist. So that's what I'm trying to say, that it's a conflict, and it's kind of like you got used to, oh, I can have everything very easy, like to buy, to see, I buy because, you know, it's like the consumeristic society. So it's very difficult internal conflict, I think, and I somehow believe that it's not only me who has this conflict. I think that many people have this conflict. So that's why I always say, like, my routine sentence, only when secondhand will become as much convenient as firsthand, so then we can say, okay, secondhand won the market, and now we can say, oh, you can, like, secondhand will dominate the world. But at the moment, we still have lots of issues to solve with secondhand.
Yeah, you just mentioned you were talking, or you think that a lot of people can resonate with that feeling. Yeah, that's definitely true. So even though a lot of our listeners are special conscious consumers, I think, of course, they also buy at H&M every now and then, with a bad mindset or with the guilt. But yeah, they still do it, and yeah, I think that's the feeling. Yeah, yeah, we're fighting. Yeah, regularly. The point that you said, that water consumption, dyeing material, or also like the usage of oil for clothes, I think that's not too well known by everyone. Like the environmental impact of new clothes. I don't know, Boris, if you would disagree, but I, for example, didn't know too much about that topic since a couple of months ago, where I saw some documentaries on it, actually.
Okay. And, I thought that's very old thing. So yeah, okay. So it's from my perspective.
Yeah, well, you're of course, a very, very deep dive into that topic. I'm not. And that's why I would also like to digest, like, what do you think, what's the role Vinted plays in these, like, growing environmental issues? And also, do you think the customers of Vinted buy less firsthand clothes than those not using Vinted?
I'm not that brave to say that they buy less, but I would say that they buy, as I said, in a much more friendlier manner. Like, no, they consume secondhand, and this is like by default, it's something much better than, but it's still consumption. So because if you would say, let's be perfect, so we would say, okay, buy that one dress and that's it. Like, this year you're gonna have only this one dress and that's it. So if it would be that really, like, you know, true to ourselves, and would say, okay, zero waste and so on. So but about the first question was about Vinted, how it's changing
the role it plays in that world.
Yeah, so what I see personally, and what I see especially coming out of Lithuania, so I see that people who have never thought about secondhand, to buy something secondhand, they start to think to buy secondhand, because, well, I don't want to promote Vinted at the moment, but, well, I will promote, but just because I need to, you know, to express my thought. But you know, I think that with Vinted, what we did, we showed that, okay, even secondhand might be convenient. And of course, it's not that convenient still as it could be, but, like, no, I don't know, like, you go to the catalog, like, personally, my personal experience, I go to the catalog and I see, like, you know, 20 million items. And I can see any brands, even those that do not exist in Lithuania, I can get them because someone from Lithuania also bought that somewhere, and I can just, let's see, Patagonia. I'm a huge fan of Patagonia. And of course, it's very expensive. So for me, like, oh, to find a Vinted, it's a good deal, you know. So you know, and for me, like, and we don't have so many shops of Patagonia. Actually, we don't have any of them. So like, I really appreciate, because at Vinted, I can find them, like, and pretty a lot. So I think that what Vinted helps, it makes secondhand much more convenient, because everything is in one place. You can buy everything online, because I think that for especially young generation, that they don't, I don't know, maybe I'm going to speak for myself only, but I don't think so. I think that people would spend more meaningful time, not just in browsing in real shops, like, you know, in going to the supermarket, super shopping mall, and I always spend 3 hours looking for a dress. So for me, it's like, no, I have better ways to spend my time. So I think that it's the way that we are changing the behavior, because I think that what I see from our members, there are so many people who said that, oh, I never bought online, or I never bought secondhand offline, I mean. And just because Vinted appeared, so they've switched from, okay, so it's they switched and they buy at Vinted pretty heavily, I would say. So
yeah, and 36 million users, so I think. So that's a big number. 38, yeah.
Yeah, 38.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's definitely not only you having this opinion on consumption, I can tell you that. And it's also funny that you mentioned Patagonia, because a lot of our guests that we had on this podcast have also mentioned them as sort of like, not only in terms of clothing, but as such a purpose benchmark company, doing a lot of things right. But speaking of other companies as well, you just already mentioned, I think, H&M and other clothing lines. I don't want you to bash anyone or discredit anyone, but from your personal opinion, how authentic do you think are these so-called sustainability actions these big brands as H&M or maybe at Zalando are taking today? Do you think these are like sort of PR go with the flow moves, or do you think they really have a mindset of, we have to actually change something now?
I think that we are in a transition period where some companies do it for PR cases, for PR case, and some people, they truly matter. And I think it's much more difficult for companies that were established, I don't know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, with different mentality, with different shareholder structure, that they require totally different things. And let's say for us, Vinted, we always say, okay, we are really picky who going to be our investors, because we want to check, like, how they see to the future, how they see the future, how they see the fashion industry and so on. So that, you know, that it wouldn't be just, oh, we want to earn one more million, like, you know. So I think for young companies, it's much easier to start it with a basic, because, like, usually, like, for companies to survive, you need money, especially if you're like startup, you don't have money at the beginning. So who will fund you? And I think it's very important who will join you to fund you. So for us, like, for young companies, it's very nice because they can choose. For older companies, they need to make like opposite. They need, okay, they are old structure with old shareholder structure as well. And now they need to, okay, they see society doesn't accept how you deal. So you need to do something. So you can do, okay, let's do some, I don't know, small thing, like, you know, like just for PR news. But I think, like, my husband always says, like, oh, you always buy eco milk and eggs and everything. And you say, and he says, like, you don't even know, like, you know, that is it true or not. But I say, like, always, like, you know, but you know what? I want to believe. And if I one day gonna find out that it was not eco, but it was written eco, so their reputation will be destroyed and I will never buy from them. So, and I think that, well, you need to trust, because you don't have information. And I think that in the future, now I think that most companies can afford to have just a PR story, because maybe the society is still not that demanding for to see the origin, to see how much emissions they created and so on. And I think that it's like my belief, my vision, that's gonna be the future, because like I imagine this dress, how much emission it created, and this one, and this one, and this one. So for me, like, this is how I imagine this, and somehow I feel that it's one day, like maybe it's sooner or later. I hope it's sooner, but it might be that it's gonna be later. But it will be pretty normal to show how it was consumed, how much it was wasted, and so even old companies, they will be forced to change. So even though it's PR story, I think it's just, we are in transfer to new society and to new demand from society to the companies.
Yeah, we have all these movements surrounding like transparent supply chains, especially strong here in Germany at the moment. So let's hope it's rather sooner than later. And about H&M, about you, Zara, all these companies, are those like the main competitors of Vinted, or is it maybe eBay? We were talking about that before our show, and we're not even sure who your main competitor would be.
I think that all the marketplaces could be all the marketplaces where people offer the clothing. But I think that it's the narrow definition of competition, your competition is online secondhand industry or like places. Or let's say you can see the total secondhand online and offline is your competitor. But at the same time, I think from consumer point of view, like if you want a dress if you want to have a shoes, where are you going to buy? So this is all. Now, then you start to think about all the brands, all the places. This is all the competitors that we have. So I think that it's very, but for us, for us and for me personally, I don't mind if someone buys from Patagonia or from other secondhand place, I'm not sure if you are familiar with our mission, but our mission sounds make secondhand as the first choice worldwide. So what it means. So if you think about dress, I'm using that dress all the time, but it's just for me easier to imagine. But let's say if you want to have a dress, new dress, and you start think about, I want to buy from Vinted, from, I don't know, somewhere secondhand. So then, this is we accomplished our mission, because, secondhand was the first choice, because you started to think about secondhand, but not the first hand. So I think that, there is business competition and there is kind of overall competition, for being purpose driven and for being good to the society. So I would say that every secondhand should be, I would say, you can call them colleagues, competitors, but it's still better than firsthand.
Yeah, colleague sounds friendlier, sounds better, definitely. Coming to our actually last two questions, you already mentioned that Vinted's, or as I would call it, Vinted's success story is actually closely linked to Germany, given the fact that Germany was actually the second marketplace after Lithuania already, I think, in 2009 or 10. Something around that. Of course, for our German listeners, given the fact that also Kleiderkreisel, which is here a very known platform, I have to say, is also now part of Vinted. Could you tell why back then you decided to pick Germany as your first abroad marketplace?
There's a story. I would say, it was, again, very random. Vinted in Lithuania was born, randomly in a party. And Germany was born in a party. Well, not in a party, but at night. Because
with some alcohol,
Justus, the other co-founder. But no alcohol in German case, because it was at night. So I just can tell you the story, because Justas, the other co-founder. So we both of us, we were huge fans of couchsurfing. I'm not sure if you know, like hospitality or couchsurfing. So it was couchsurfing at the time. And Justas welcomed two German girls, Sophia and Suzanne, to his apartment. And they spent like maybe 1 week at his place or something. And they were getting back from the party to sleep at his place. And, you know, for Justas and me, it was just, you know, just a hobby project. So he was coding at night at 2 or 3 a.m. And they got back and say, oh, Justas, maybe let's talk, because we just came back and we just didn't have chance to say hello. And then they asked what you're doing here. And he explained and he talked about like the Lithuanian project. And they said, oh my God, we need to have this project in Germany as well. We said, but we don't have money for that. And they said, oh, that's okay. We can be volunteers, because we don't care about money. We just want to make it in Germany. So this is how it was born. it's not a party. In Lithuania was a party, but Germany was not a party, but still at night.
So your expansion strategy was made by couch surfers.
Yeah, by accident. And actually, Czech Republic was also almost done by couchsurfing, but actually it was German friends, Sophie's and Suzanne's friends. They were like, no, they lived at the time in Germany, but they moved to Czech Republic, and they said, oh, we can do it in Czech Republic as well. So, you know, at the beginning, there was no business. It was like, oh, I like you. Let's do business, do business together. So this is how it looks
awesome.
Like.
Okay.
It's quite a business plan.
Milda, we're already, I'm sad to say, at our last question, and we asked this question to all our guests. And the question is about inspiration. So what inspires you, like, on a daily basis? Often we talk about companies, magazines, personalities, or to put in other words, who should we maybe invite to our podcast?
You mean exact brands?
Whatever comes to your mind. If we should invite your grandma, people. Then it's your grandma.
Oh, she wouldn't accept that. she would be afraid. Oh, okay. What a tricky question. You could. I don't know.
You can say if it's a pottery artist or whatever. It can be.
But
anything.
It should be something with purpose, like driven. I know one commercial brand from Lithuania, but well, it's not worth to mention. But it's the same like with that to-do list. If you ask, it's blank page. So can I send you via messenger or somewhere?
Yeah,
for sure. It's the same. If I would ask you, tell us a good joke, it's basically the same.
Yeah.
It's nothing there.
So. Yeah, exactly. So that was a blank page. So don't.
That's fine. You already mentioned Patagonia. We'll just go with Patagonia then.
Yeah, I can go with Patagonia for sure. I would be actually curious to hear the story, because I never heard them in media heard about the story, but printed article, but never like live story. So that would be really interesting.
I can tell you that we're working on that actually.
Oh. Can you send me a link? Then
no,
you were like,
yeah.
Manage
if we're
to do
successful,
everything.
Yeah.
If we're successful, okay, you'll be the first one.
No, not if.
When? Yeah, I like that.
When? Okay, yeah. That's the right mindset.
Milda, thank you for this awesome talk. It was so much fun having you here, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Milda, thank you very much. Moritz, when are you going to buy your first item on a secondhand platform?
That's a good question, actually.
I was waiting for
some stupid question. probably this week. My cousin.
Different questions. Sorry. Have you ever bought something secondhand?
Nope. But I will. I created an account already in for our research, and yeah, I'll buy something this week. My cousin has a vintage account, Big Boy Vintage Club. Everyone, check him out. He has pretty nice clothes on his Vinted account. And I'll buy something off of his account and go online thrift shopping. How about you?
I think I bought some secondhand clothing online, actually, but it was a very long time ago. way before I knew what Vinted was actually. I think it was on a competitor's platform that I'm not going to name right now. But it's it's definitely a long time ago, but I think I will definitely take a closer look to Vinted now as well, because our talk with Milda was really inspiring and fun, I think, and I just liked talking to her actually.
She was very authentic. I don't know. I'm still very in a good mood after her talk. She has a gift.
Finished up pottery class actually, and right after talked to us to Knucklehead. So
yeah, and she's she's different. She starting a company, raising it to a unicorn actually, so worth over a billion euro. And then saying, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go on leave for 5 years to raise four children.
Family project.
Yeah. To start a family project. That's something, very brave. And we didn't ask her if she's going to go back to Vinted.
Actually we didn't. I thought about it just right now. I just sort of threw that in as a given, like, yeah, and then you're going to go back. But I'm not sure that you will.
Yeah, actually. Me neither. But I'm going to say yeah, but let's get surprised. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, of course, like all our guests, they always, like, they give good information on their topics, on their purpose projects. And I'm definitely going to take a lot from this episode.
Yeah, for sure, guys. You also should definitely check out Vinted if you haven't already. And really inspiring talk with Milda, as I mentioned, four children, four cats, as she revealed herself, three master's degrees. This woman, has a lot to offer, and just inspiring. How about our next episode, Moritz?
Yeah, it's going to be a very different episode, a very... big, also political topic. So I'm very looking forward to that. It's going to be way different than the other talks we've had so far. And with that, I'm going to say have a good day and follow us, follow Vinted and so on. You know what to do. And hear you next time.
Definitely. Thank you, Moritz. Rate, review, comment on our podcast, and hear you guys in 2 weeks' time. Yeah.